Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
You'll know him from his stand-up career, his appearances on shows like Live at the Apollo, 8 out of 10, Cats and QI. You might know him as Hedgehog on The Masked Singer, or as a musical actor appearing in the likes of The Producers and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. He's a triple threat. Man City fan, and he's coming to Ireland for three very special dates on his Like Me tour. Good morning, Jason Manford.
Hello there.
Are you ever tempted to do the thing that Jason Derulo does and just say your name before every joke? Just go, Jason Manford, and then do your bit.
I might try it. I have to write less material.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, exactly.
Just fill it all up with your name.
Do we hear you got a facial during the week? Because I worry for you at the next Man City game, because one of the Gallaghers is going to come up and punch you for it.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised to see the boys there, to be honest. They're just less honest about their beauty regime.
Given where you are right now, do you think that you will do me, as a Manchester United fan, the massive favour of preventing Liverpool from winning a quadruple?
Oh, I mean, I hope so. I don't think they'll get the quadruple. I think that's an impossible task, but we'll never hear the end of it.
No.
It can't happen.
Man City fans are culpable with, as a Manchester United fan, but Liverpool fans are not. So please win something.
We're still grateful. That's the difference.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Come here. You're doing the Ed Sheeran tour of Ireland, I notice. You're doing the Town Hall Theatre in Galway, the Cork Opera House in Cork, and Vicar Street in Dublin, following in Ed's footsteps. He decided to, you know, instead of doing one massive date, he just said, I'll do loads of them around the country instead.
Yeah, you know, it's a funny one. I mean, I didn't necessarily realise that's what Ed Sheeran is about. But, and I'm sure he may have been in slightly bigger venues than I am. But I just love getting out and touring. You know, and people are so happy that you've come to their town. They're really over the moon, and I love Galway and a lovely place to go to in Cork, and they're places that I would normally get to. You know, they're not necessarily a holiday destination when we're looking at summer holidays.
Why? So I mean, Galway, it there's one day of the summer it doesn't rain. I mean, come on, Jess.
Saying that, I have actually had a weekend away in Galway, which was lovely. But no, it's just nice to get down there, and I've got family all around Ireland as well, so it gives them a chance to blag free tickets.
Of course, very important. Well, actually, you kind of undersold yourself a bit there. Ed Sheeran did actually do the same venue that you're going to do on the 18th when you do Vicar Street. He did.
Oh, right, yeah.
He did a gig there. He also did Crow Park, which is an 80,000 capacity stadium, but he did Vicar Street too at the same tour.
Do you have a loop pedal, Jason? This could be your next thing.
I know. That's what I need, but with just jokes.
Yeah, just jokes. It's
like, just like knock, knock, and then just like on repeat, knock, knock. Fella goes into the doctors. You might just start doing that.
It's work for Ed. Come here, you had a Facebook group called the Jason Manford Weight Loss Support Group, and you've shedding the pound. Did you lose like 3 stone or something over lockdown?
I did at one point, yeah. Yeah. I can't say that's all still off.
That's impressive. What did you do? Everyone would want to know now.
It's a secret, but I'll let you in on it, which is eating less and doing more.
Oh, hang on now. That's a revolutionary idea. It'll never work.
I know, and it's... The problem is, funnily enough, somebody came to me recently and said, because there's like 100,000 members or something on that Facebook group, and this book company came to me and said, oh, do you want to do like a fitness book? I said, that's all I've got. Just eat less and do more. Yeah. How many times can you print that?
Do it as a children's picture book. 2 pages.
Yeah.
And it was recipes.
So, yes, exactly. So I said, no, you're all right. Although, just let people find it for themselves.
Although I did see the beautiful picture of the treats you got. I think it was in Dundee, and they gave you loads of Tunnocks. Yeah. And Dermot and I are obsessed with Tunnocks. As treats for the show... Like we have lots of stuff in my, it's called Dave's Chocolate Drawer, and we have lots of things in there, but every now and again, either he or I'll walk in and go, I got the Tunnocks. Yes!
Yeah, I love a Tunnock. Yeah. I love a Tunnock. I mean, I don't deny myself anything. Do you know what I mean? I still have stuff. I'm just a bit more careful than I used to be. I try and do more stuff.
Myself and Dave used to go to the gym together, and we were personally trained by the same guy.
Yeah.
And I do remember Dave's most hated exercise was burpees.
Oh,
and I've never seen... When he did them, You seem like you were doing the burpee in slow motion.
Yeah. But I was trying my hardest, Jason. I was trying my hardest. Yeah,
I can believe it.
Yeah.
It's just trying to get this much bulk off the ground. Is it like, well, you know, I mean, 747s have a long runway 100%. And four engines. Why do I expect it to just leap?
100%. Yeah, I agree with you. So I've got a PT who, and I would say she comes to the house, she does a session with me and my wife. And I would say she's like 9 stone tops. I'm 15. Now, she's doing these exercises. She said, just do this and this and this. I'm saying, yeah, but look at me. Imagine you doing that exercise, but with you on your own back.
Yeah, exactly. Carry my wife and
so
do the same exercise.
Fair, is it? Yeah, it's not a fair
it's
comparison.
Not fair.
And was there any particular reason why you chose the trainer to come to the house? Did you not want to turn up at your local FlyFit or whatever?
To be honest, it's a bit of both. It's a bit of both. We got a garage, and what do you do with them? You know, the one thing you don't do with a garage these days is put a car in it. So we just thought, well, let's put a, you know, it was lockdown. It was one of those things in lockdown where you were like, hey, we could use this time to get fit. and so we built this gym, and I would say it's been used maybe a dozen times. It's been nice.
Well, but you lost 3 stone, so you must have been crushing it at some point.
I was doing all right, to be fair. Yeah, I did all right. But I mean, most of it wasn't gym, I've got to say. Most of it was not eating and drinking.
It's that food thing. Yeah, people don't really... It's hard to compute that, but it is literally. You want to lose weight, you need to not eat the stuff and drink the stuff that you want to eat and drink.
That's exactly.
Would you be like a few cans, as they say on Coronation Street, in front of Telly? Would it be that?
No, thank goodness I'm not a big drinker, actually. And I thank my lucky stars, because God knows what I'd be. I'd be getting a crane to my gigs. I just think, I mean, I managed to get, you know, up there with just food. So imagine adding drink to it as well. Yeah, so thankfully it's not a big problem.
My son bet my wife a large amount of money that she couldn't get a six-pack by the time the summer rolls around. And my wife is not one to turn down a challenge. She's a very fit lady. She could probably easily get a six pack. But she was looking at, you know, Googling how to get a six pack. And obviously it's, you know, your body fat needs to be, you know, in single figures or whatever. And she was like, hang on a second. And then she held the phone over to me and said, look. And it said, like, drink alcohol and eat sweets, her two favorite things. And I was like, wow, you're looking at a list of things not to do. And she's like, for God's sake,
forget it.
Yeah, she's just forget it and open up a packet of refreshers and a glass of rosé and went, do you know
if
what?
Only
this
it was
is
that
fine.
Easy, yeah.
Did you see, Jason, Dave Chappelle got a slap off a disgruntled audience member? And now it just seems to be worryingly... I know that, like, two global incidents doesn't represent a trend, but...
I would also say, lads, you know, Frank Skinner used to do a lovely line on it, which I always thought was very good, which was, any story that starts with, in America, you have to take with a pinch of salt. Yeah. Like, it does not necessarily mean there's going to be a problem worldwide. You go, oh my God, what, a crocodile did a thing? In America. Obviously in America. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is not a problem that's going to affect the world.
Okay.
At the same time, if I'm on a Galway Town Hall Theatre and somebody attempts to get on that stage, I'll be ready for you.
Do you know what they'll be getting on stage going, here, I bought you some Tunnock's tea cakes and I want to give you a hug, Jason. That's what you'll get in Ireland.
I'd be very surprised if I said anything that was so controversial that somebody fancied having a fight.
It's okay. As you say, you're trained. You've had two boxer size classes in your garage with the missus. You're ready for action.
I'm ready.
Jason Manford, the Like Me Tour, 16th in the Town Hall Theatre Galway, 17th Cork Opera House, 18th Vicar Street. We cannot wait for you to come over and for everyone to see these shows, and hopefully we'll catch you at one of them.
I'm looking forward to it. I'll see you then.
See you, Jason. Bye.
See you, lads.
Bye.
Dermot and Dave, weekdays from 9 a.m. today.